What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Imagine walking to your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. Is there a single institution in this country that the left won't destroy? The answer is no. Because remember, I told you in my book and repeatedly on air, they hate, Democrat Party hates America, which means they hate you. It's always about controlling you, manipulating you, forcing you, compelling you. Our friends at the Washington Free Beacon, one of the great sites, left-wing activist group teaches liberals how to get through jury selection and vote not guilty on Trump DOJ prosecutions recording show. You know, you hear these cases, well, the grand jury wouldn't even indict. The grand jury wouldn't convict. In Democrat cities like Washington. Don't tell me they don't cheat when they vote and don't want to cheat more. That's why they don't believe in the Save America Act, and that's why they push the agenda they push. They don't play fair and square. They're thugs. Thugs. A left-wing activist group is teaching liberals in Washington, D.C. and across the United States how to increase their chances of serving as jurors on cases brought by the Trump Department of Justice, so they can undermine its chances of securing convictions. Training materials reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon show. These people should be sent to prison. Freedom trainers, they call them. Freedom trainers. As usual, they use the opposite of what they are. Whose fiscal sponsor is the George Soros-funded group Community Change. That guy is a complete traitor to society. Is working to make jury nullification, the practice of voting against a conviction, even if the defendant broke the law, a go-to legal weapon for the left. So they are destroying the jury process. They're teaching individuals how to get through the jury process, get on the jury, and to throw the vote, and to throw the case. Diabolical, utterly diabolical. Its sessions and training materials reviewed by the Free Beacon show how the group teaches committed people to gum up federal prosecutions. The group tells attendees to keep their addresses current to ensure they receive a summons. Then, during the jury selection process, it advises them to, quote, never mention jury nullification, unquote. Quote, do not signal an agenda, unquote. And, quote, say you'll listen to the evidence before forming conclusions, unquote. And once selected, the group tells its trainees to vote not guilty for any reason. Vote not guilty for any reason. Freedom trainers, they call them. Freedom trainers' efforts, which have not been previously reported, underscore the difficulty the Trump administration faces in securing convictions the nation's capital and other blue bastions. These bastards are so corrupt, it's so sickening. This guy, George Soros, how does he get away with this? And now his boy, Alex. While we respect jurors' role in the judicial process, the department takes jury nullification and interference with official proceedings extremely seriously, a Department of Justice spokeswoman said in a statement to the Free Beacon. Any group attempting to improperly influence juries who should serve as partial arbiters of evidence should be held accountable. Well, then hold the funder of this accountable, George Soros, and his punk son, Alex. Neither Freedom Trainers nor Community Change responded to requests for comment. Of course not. But they should be able to respond to a summons and be forced to testify under oath. Freedom Trainers describes itself as, quote, a loose network of trainers teaching collective non-cooperation. In other words, how to F up the system. It was established in late 2024, and its leaders pondered a second Trump administration. Quote, before Donald Trump's election, an informal group of trainers, many with experience working under authoritarian regimes, began asking a sobering question. What would people need if we won? If he won? Now, the question prompted Daniel Hunter, the founder of D.C.-based liberal activist group Choose Democracy, and Kaya Whatever, the executive director of the Free D.C. and former executive director of the U.S. Climate Action Network, to form Freedom Trainers. They're all commies, these bastards. The group's members include a hodgepodge of left-wing activists, author and counsel on foreign relations member Maria Stephan, who recently appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, that freak, fraud, and phony, is listed as one of the group's trainers. And though Hunter and What's-Her-Name are known for their activism in D.C., Freedom Trainers says it has trained hundreds of thousands of committed people across the United States to do what? To destroy our jury system. How much more are we going to put up with? The immigration, the Islamists, the Marxists destroying our jury system, our whole justice system? How much more of this crap? We can't even get a vote through on, please show that you're a citizen before you vote. Oh, what about married women? What about them? During one recent webinar, Hunter raised the viral example of a man shown on video assaulting a federal agent with a sandwich. Remember that one? He argued that there are a lot of possible reasons those serving on a grand jury in the case could vote against an indictment. By the way, an assault can be the non-touching of an individual. Did you know that, America? If you create a situation and the person really believes they're going to be harmed, that can be an assault. This guy threw a sandwich at a federal agent. And what's the big deal? It's a sandwich. In New York, what's the big deal? It's a snowball. What's the big deal? It's an explosive device. It didn't go off, did it? Did it? Jurors could say the law the man broke is itself not just or constitutional. They could argue that the agent was not harmed, or they could say that they were generally unconvinced by a prosecutor's arguments, talking about the throwing of the sandwich. So a pamphlet produced by this group makes the point more clearly. Attendees, it says, can vote not guilty for any reason you believe is just. That's it. That's it. The pamphlet emphasizes that jurors can vote against conviction even if the technical elements of the crime were technically met. No explanation required, no punishment allowed, totally legal, quote unquote. A grand jury rejected felony charges for the man referenced in Hunter's example. Now, Freedom Trainers encourages activists and trainees to pass out copies of the pamphlet at courthouses on Monday mornings, quote, before people are placed on juries. The webinar hosted by Hunter, not that Hunter, is one of the many such trainings the group has held in recent week as it seeks to popularize the use of jury nullification as a tactic among left-wing activists. We have a legal remedy to correct when the court system, when the Department of Justice has gone astray and awry, Hunter said during the webinar. That is your right as a juror to stand up for what you believe to be right, to use your own analysis, your conscience, your morals. In other words, for lefties to destroy the system and vote not guilty no matter what. You cannot listen, you don't have to listen to anything. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, unless, of course, it's a Republican. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Now, the trainings walk activists through how they can increase their odds of both receiving a jury summons and being selected by the jury. I'm telling you, this needs to be shut down and fast. And fast. The group emphasizes, for example, that activists should dress neutrally, give brief answers, and say they will listen to the evidence before forming conclusions during jury selection. They should also never mention jury nullification before or during selection. So they're telling them what to say and how to say it. You can legally nullify once a jury, but if you say that that's your plan, you'll likely be removed before the trial begins, the Freedom Trainer states on a training slide deck. Now, look, this is obstruction of the judicial process. I'm sure there's enough statutes there. Use two or three of the ones Jack Smith used, you know, like the Klan Act and so forth. Give it a shot. And shut this down. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Yeah.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
You know, folks, Americans rely on credit cards for secure payments and seamless transactions. But consumers stand to lose it all with the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandate bill. Big government mandates favor corporate megastores and allow them to choose how your credit card is processed. They might end up using untested payment networks that could jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Visit GuardYourCard.com to learn more. That's GuardYourCard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Radio's cleanup hitter.
Believe what I say or I'll hurt you.
Hurt you.
Mark Levin.
Mark Levin.
He's on the radio.
Radio.
I'm here now with a great American patriot, a really dear friend of mine, who runs a fantastic organization, Mark Klein. He's the national president of the Zionist Organization of America, ZOA. Mark, would you please explain first, and I've explained it, what is it to be a Zionist? What does Zionism mean? Because they're trying to turn it into a curse word.
It's amazing. All a Zionist means is you support the right of the Jews to live in their ancient homeland, which has been given, that right has been given not only by the Bible, but by the United Nations, international law, politics. That's all it means. There are 57 Muslim countries. There's only one tiny little Jewish country. I think it should be okay for the Jews to have one country, and being a Zionist means you support that.
Yeah, exactly. And so when people say, you know, I'm just anti-Zionist, that's the river to the sea crowd. That means you got to, you know, eviscerate the Jewish population, take over the area. And I would say this, why the hell should they? Judaism was the first religion there, followed by Christianity, followed by Islam. Who left the whole Middle East to the Muslims? Nobody. All right, let me get on here.
If I said, I'm against Italy, but I love Italians, is that possible? France, but I hate the French people. To say I hate the Jewish state of Israel, but I love Jews, it's nonsense. Mm. If you want Israel's destruction, you're an anti-Semite and you hate Jews. If you criticize Israel legitimately, that's perfectly fine, but not if you call for its destruction.
That's like calling for the destruction of Rome. You know, I don't mind the Catholic Church, but let's get rid of that whole thing there. No, you can't do that. All right, Mort. So the president has, in my view, and I'm sure you've done exactly the right thing. He's prudentially looks at the facts. He looks at what he's dealing with in Iran, this Islamist regime. He sees that they continue to try and develop nuclear weapons. His envoys come back and they say, hey, look, they just bragged to us. They just bragged to us. In 10 days, they're going to have 11 nuclear warheads and worse. And according to the Democrats and the left, they would sit on their hands. According to Joe Rogan, he would sit on his hands. What do you make of this?
People have to understand, in Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, they have weekly rallies. In each rally, they're screaming, thousands of people, death to America, America's the big Satan, we must destroy Western civilization, America must submit to Islam. They say that for years. As Elie Wiesel said, the great Nobel Prize-winning Holocaust survivor, if people say they want to kill you, believe them. In addition, we found out through our intelligence that they were going to move the nuclear facilities and the intercontinental ballistic program deep under a mountain where we could never get to it. So we had to do it now. They're putting together 100 intercontinental ballistic missiles a month. Why are they called intercontinental missiles? Are they meant for Israel? No. They're meant to cross the continent. They're meant for us. So this was a regime whose main goal was to destroy America as the big Satan. And you should understand, They want this type of chaos. These people are not lunatics, believe it or not. They're not mentally ill. They are fanatically religious Muslims who believe in the Muslim holy book, the Quran, literally. And literally, that Quran calls for hostility to non-Muslims and non-Muslim states. And they believe, if there is chaos in the world of enormous amount, that their Messiah, the Muslim Messiah called the Mahdi, will finally come to this earth. And that's why even Egypt's president, President al-Sisi, made a speech at Al-Azhar University. That's the major Islamic university in Cairo in the world. He said, we are in need of a religious revolution in Islam. You imams are responsible before Allah. The entire world is waiting for this revolution. Al-Sisi said, we have to stop taking the Quran literally and stop being part of the world. That's why this was the right thing to do. If Israel didn't exist, which I said in the first sentence of my op-ed in USA Today, if Israel didn't exist, we Americans had to go to stop this fanatical regime whose goal is not only America's destruction and Europe's destruction, but to take over the whole world, develop an Islamic caliphate, and rule the world. This is a serious business. I thank God that President Trump has launched the most important war, listen to what I'm saying, the most important war to protect America and our way of life since World War II. Mm-hmm. That's what this war is.
Absolutely right. Now, there's pressure for him to, quote-unquote, take an off-ramp from some advisors, apparently. The Democrats keep acting like this isn't a serious matter. They're outrageous. Same with the media. What do you make of that?
We have to continue in this war for our survival and not to allow Iran to threaten the entire world. We have to continue this war until this regime in Iran collapses. If we stop while the regime is still in power, they will begin once again to rebuild their nuke program and their intercontinental ballistic program. They did not learn a lesson. When we sent our B-2s and harmed very dramatically their nuclear facilities and their missile facilities, we told Iran, don't start them up again. They immediately, the next day, started reconstituting their nuke facilities and missile facilities. They didn't learn. The only way to stop this regime from threatening the world is to have a different regime. We have to do everything we can to have it collapse and then for the Iranian people to take over. So any Democrat who says, or anyone who says that we should be ending this war now, is someone that either is ignorant and doesn't understand or is not an American patriot. That is what I believe.
And I believe you're 100% right. And we only have a minute. I want to hold you over after the bottom of the hour. I want people to understand what ZOA does, what its mission is. There are so many organizations on the jihadi Islamist left in this country and elsewhere. They're heavily funded by countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar. They're heavily funded by billionaires and so forth and so on. But your organization, ZOA, is one of the oldest of its kind and one of the most important in terms of its consistency on principle. I think it's important that the American people know exactly why it's important and what you folks do. I'm talking to a dear friend of mine. He's a great American. Mort Klein, the national president of the Zionist Organization of America. His family also had, unfortunately, experience in the Holocaust. We'll get to all that. I'll be right back.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will help you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join us for a live jazz concert at Shasta College, March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy an evening of dynamic rhythms and classic jazz standards. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. For more information, go to shastacollege.edu/arts events.
Thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
We're back with my friend, who's a tremendous patriot, Mort Klein, of the National, he's national president of the Zionist Organization of America. Remind everybody a little bit about your background, Mort, and what you and the organization do.
Well, my own background, I used to be a biostatistician working in medical research with the great Nobel Prize winner, Linus Pauling.
Wow.
Totally different field. And you know, when I was in medical research, people only praised me. Now that I'm in this business, I get lots of criticism. But
join the crowd. What?
That's right. You can learn about us on ZOA.org, ZOA.org. We promote strong U.S.-Israel relations and promote strong Judeo-Christian values. We file lawsuits to protect students in high school and college from discrimination and harassment. We educate the Congress regularly on the Arab-Islamist war against the U.S. and the West. We write articles. We do media all the time. We do lectures all over the world. Promoting strong Judeo-Christian values, promoting a strong United States. That's really what we do. But I wanted to add something, if I might. You asked me about Iran and the United States. People have to understand, this has been a 47-year war by Iran against America with no response from America. 47 years. Iran, in 1979, took 52 American hostages and kept them for a year and a half. Nothing happened to Iran. They killed 241 Marines in Lebanon, in Marine barracks. They killed 600 Americans in Iraq. They killed Americans in our U.S. embassies in Africa, in the Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia. They killed Americans in the USS Cole. They were heavily involved, and people don't know this, in 9/11, training and, and pushing the terrible 9/11 where 3,000 Americans were killed, and they were the ones promoting the massacre on October 7th, where 1,200 innocent Jews were murdered, including 42 Americans. And they funded and armed suicide bombings all over the world. So, and there's been no response by any administration of any consequence to this nightmarish attacks on United States citizens until President Donald J. Trump. God bless him.
Amen. Amen. Well, your family actually had some tragedy in the Holocaust, correct?
I am a child of Holocaust survivors. I was born in a displaced persons camp in Germany. My parents were in Auschwitz. My father lost his entire family, his first family, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, everyone. I grew up without any grandparents. Where are my grandparents? If there's no Holocaust, I've met people who lied to me and saying there was no Holocaust. I want to know, why didn't my grandparents ever speak to me for all these years? And my mother lost half of her family to the Holocaust. So I lost most of my family to the Holocaust. And this may be a motivating factor why I want to fight so hard for the United States of America, who really saved us from the Nazi onslaught and saved what was left of the Jewish people in Europe. I am a proud and grateful American patriot.
So, American patriot, you're proud, and then when you hear people who maybe you used to respect downplaying the Holocaust or platforming people who say, no, actually, Hitler's misunderstood, it's Churchill, or you hear people saying, how do we know it was 6 million? Oh, it must make you sick to your stomach.
As I said, I want to know where my family is if there was no Holocaust, if they diminished the number of Jews who were massacred and murdered. I'm particularly horrified by Tucker Carlson, who has brought in almost a dozen vicious Jew haters and America haters on his program, people who praise Hitler and praise Stalin, and to give them a platform. And then he says, I'm only asking questions. Well, you know what other America hater, Jew hater used to say, I'm only asking questions? Father Coughlin, a very famous anti-Semite in the 30s from Detroit, when he would be attacked for bringing in these vicious haters of the Jewish people, he would say, I'm only asking questions, the same as Tucker Carlson. It is really astonishing what Tucker Carlson has done. This is somebody who must be deplatformed and condemned. He has a right to promote his filth and his ugly lies, but we have an obligation as well as a right to publicly condemn him and say this man has serious issues and should not ever be listened to.
And course we should.
Candace Owens.
Candace, but of course we should. They attack us, and we don't even we don't believe as they believe. We don't say as they say, and of course they should be denounced. If you're a moral society, You've got to stand up to something like this, and he's trashing Christians on top of that, and he's trashing President Trump. He's trashing this country left and right, and that's pretty much how it works, isn't it, Mort? That is, you trash the Jews and the Christians and the country, and you're some kind of a authoritarian, or you have some kind of a an unhinged mentality.
Is something very wrong with him? Or is it possible that there's another motivation here? Is there something behind the scenes who's making, doing positive things for his life? I won't get into details of what that might be as to why he's doing. Remember, this is a man who says he's America First and has bought a house in Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
Why does America First?
Well, they just turned on him. He's going to have to buy a house in Moscow now.
That's right. He's running out of countries he's going to have to deal with. But, you know, some people say, don't condemn Tucker Carlson. He has the right to freedom of speech. Yes, he has the right to freedom of speech. But we have an obligation when we see hatred being spewed to publicly condemn that speech and diminish that person. Mm-hmm. If he was condemning African Americans, there would be much more condemnation of Tucker Carlson, as there should be. But yet, when it comes to Jews, people are less interested in condemning an overt Jew hater. And I might add, in Iran, they have podcasts. The leaders of Iran have podcasts where they say, first we're going to kill all the Jews, but I want you to know, say the Hamas and Hezbollah and Iranian leaders, next we're going to kill all the Christians. That's mm-hmm. what they say openly and publicly. This is not just a Jewish issue. This is an issue for Christians, for Hindus, for Buddhists, for the entire world. The goal is to Islamicize the world and take it over. That's why this war is the most important war to protect America and the West since World War II and our destruction of the Nazis. These people are essentially Arab Nazis. I don't think I'm going too far by making that statement.
No, you're not. And let me say this, free speech, people don't apparently understand. You and I and the rest, we have free speech too. And we have every right to challenge this, and you have no right to have a platform. I mean, you can talk all you want, but you don't have a right to have a platform. That's something you have to earn. And he's got a platform, and I think he's got a lot of people listening to him who aren't even Americans. He's got a lot of people listening to him who are radical left, Marxists and Islamists. He's got a lot of people listening to him in Pakistan and other places, because 91% of MAGA supports what the president's doing with Iran. 91%. But 100% of this cabal, 100% of them, do not. So where's their audience coming from? The vast majority of it is not red-blooded Americans who love this country. If people want to learn more about ZOA, Mort Klein, where do they go?
They go to ZOA.org. We put material out almost every single day. You'll learn the truth of the Arab Islamist war against the West and against Israel. And the people I find who have hostility toward Donald Trump and this war against the Islamic Republic of Iran are people who do not know the facts. They do not understand how dangerous Iran is and how they threaten all of us. When people learn the facts, they support Donald Trump in all of his ways and all of his actions. I really would have to say he's one of the greatest presidents the United States of America has ever had, and he's trying to save not only America, but the entire Western civilization.
I agree with you completely. Mort Klein, thank you, my friend. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right, brother. He's a good man. Good man. Great organization. Great man. Truly. Let me paint a picture for you. It's midnight. Sirens are blasting. You've only seconds to grab your child and run. Or maybe you're elderly. And your legs don't work like they used to. Or maybe you have other issues. Maybe you're in a wheelchair. Maybe you're in a hospital. Getting out of the house, getting out of the facility, going downstairs, going upstairs, it feels impossible, doesn't it? And after all that, you end up in a bomb shelter for hours, even days. And as I speak, Hezbollah fired 100 missiles into Israel all at once. And at the same time, Iran did as well. In a coordinated attack on the state of Israel. And I guarantee you Hezbollah is going to pay a price for that. But that's what's going on. We have people sitting in our country, podcasters, members of Congress, and the media, utterly unaffected by any of this. Utterly unaffected. We're trying to sabotage
what is a righteous effort, a peace mission, quite frankly.
Yes. Now, that's what's happening across Israel as Operation Epic Fury continues. Children are being traumatized and families are exhausted. Homes have been destroyed. And they fight on because they know, as Mark Klein just said of ZOA, this is a battle of civilization against barbarians. And still, the world attacks Israel. Spain. Spain should be kicked out of NATO right now. They won't even help us. Well, why are they in NATO? Why do we need to help them? Well, that's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is there. They go right there, right in the middle of it, on the ground, bringing food, emergency equipment, care for children, help for the elderly, supplying bomb shelters and medical centers with critically needed essentials. This is a remarkable organization. If you give $45, which is tax deductible, so in the end it's not even $45, but if you give $45 right now, you'll be rushing life-saving essentials to the vulnerable people who are under fire as I speak. So to rush your gift to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, one of the great organizations, please call 844-866-IFCJ, 844-866-IFCJ. That's 844-866-IFCJ. Or you can go online, levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. It would be a great blessing, folks, if you could help right now. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works.
You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Now, a radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
How feisty as ever. Please welcome
Mark Levin.
Hello, America. I believe this show's almost over already. I don't believe it. It's time for a little spring cleaning, and I know right where to start, America. Go drag your old, dated wireless contract, even if you know where it is. I don't even know where mine is. I got rid of it a long time ago. Drag it out of the closet, beat it with a broom. Then freshen things up by switching to Pure Talk, my wireless company. You're going to love them. They give you unlimited talk, text, plenty of data, $25 a month, no contract, no cancellation fees, and if you need help, oversee customer service, no charge. Maybe you'll like them as much as my listener, Paul, from Greer, South Carolina. Here's what he said. I finally listened to Mark Levin's advice, and I switched from Verizon. Smart move. I'm getting the very same service for less than half of what I was paying Verizon. I long wondered if these much lower prices could provide the same level of service as the big boys. Now I know that Pure Talk certainly can. And so do I, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Paul. Now it's time for all of you. Take my advice. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, switch to Pure Talk. You're going to save a ton of money, and you're going to have the greatest service and customer service. That's dial #250, say Mark Levin, #250, say Mark Levin, and you'll save 50% off your first month as well. So, some of you have been waiting. I don't know why. I like my phone. You can keep your phone. I like my number. You can keep your number. But do you like getting those bills that are way out of line? In my view, you're getting ripped off. Here, I'm telling you how to fix that. This is a very patriotic company started by a veteran. That's #250, say Mark Levin. #250, Pure Talk, America's wireless company. We love our Pure Talk around here. All right. Let's take a call here. Hold on. Hello. Hello. Come on. There it is. Now, you expect me to pronounce this town in Maryland? Now, Tim, you're in Maryland. How do you pronounce your town?
Morgansville.
Congratulations. All right. On the Mark Levin app, how are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. I'm fantastic, Mark.
Thank you. I mean, good to hear. Go right ahead.
I appreciate you taking my call. I just enjoy your show so much. We can talk about subjects going back to that Rat Arafat and the White River Accord.
Yeah.
How brilliant BB handled that.
We can't say all those words. Go ahead. I know some Yiddish, you know.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, my dad used to say, you know, Chuck Schumer's a kind of Jew because it's Jew a bad name.
Well, that's
and,
a fact.
He gives
everything a bad name. An American a bad name. A guy with cornrows in his forehead a bad name. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, you had said something a little earlier about Chrissy. I'm hollering. He was just up here in Western Maryland where I live. I grew up in Owings Mills outside of Baltimore. But anyway.
Know where it is.
He was up here with all the blowhards and all this horns blowing and drums and a busload of people. I know your time's short, but I just wanted to leave this saying with you because you taken my call. God bless you. And I love your sign-off on Fridays, and a brilliant elderly rabbi told us years ago at the JCC in Pikesville when we were really young, he said, my sons, your life will be like the ocean. Everything you throw into it will come back to you. And I wish I would have heeded that advice more growing up now that I'm in my early 70s. I would have.
Boy, you don't sound like that. You sound like you're in your 40s or 50s.
Everybody says that. I've tried to live young and be kind and decent. I survived a couple strokes, going blind in one eye. God said, wow. Hey, we're going to keep you going, Tim. And I used to talk to Rush all the time, and I just really appreciate talking to you.
Well, thanks, Tim. You're a good man. Take care of yourself. God bless you. Let's go to Bob. Norfolk. Where is that? Virginia, I assume. XM Satellite. Bob, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good deal. Say, the reason I called, first of all, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
But the reason I called, I've been listening to you for many years and buy your books and really admire everything you say and believe you're right on. There is a night many years ago you talked about how the political spectrum is set up where many times people that are constitutionalists are considered to be far right.
Right.
And that's not true because you believe the Constitution is in the middle. It's the center of the road. And I thought that is absolutely brilliant. You were spot on. And you went on to elaborate on that, and I think if I remember right, you talked about instead of a far left and far right, the spectrum is more like a circle.
More like a horseshoe, and now everybody says this. Everybody, as you know, I've been saying it for 25 years, where the far left and the far right sort of meet at the top, or you reverse it at the bottom, because whether it's fascism or communism or whatever that ism is, in the end, it's totalitarian and it's tyrannical. And we constitutional conservatives, we're at the bottom. We're in the middle. We're not right wing. How can we be right wing? We're constitutionalists. That's what the nation's founded on. Thank you for your call, man, and thank you for listening as you do. I want to salute all you heroes out there, all our brothers and sisters all over the world. And you red-blooded Americans, check out my brand-new video podcast. I know you're going to love it. Liberty's Voice.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.